And it's time to check back in with Naked Scientist Matthew Hall and Ben Bonus from Virtual Aviation to see if Matt can land a plane. Last we heard, they were 1,000 feet above the ground preparing for their landing in a flight simulator with Ben coaching Matt through the descent. Let's find out their fate.
So they tell you to push this one here. That is the auto throttle.
Push.
And here we have the thrust lever. So if you just move them forward. Okay.
The auto throttle maintains the speed of the aircraft by adjusting the thrust of the plane and keeping it at the correct altitude before descending.
We also need to slow down. The aircraft has what we call an auto brake. So as we touch down, the brakes will automatically engage and slow down the aircraft. So if you just select this button here.
I set the braking to medium with the push of a button and we were almost at the runway. There was just one more button to press.
That's our approach button, and that's telling the aircraft to follow an instrument landing system to touchdown.
Landing was imminent. The last piece of the plane puzzle was to pull a giant lever back, cutting all the thrust as soon as air control instructed me. And we were almost there.
Here we go.
40, 30, 20, 10, retard.
That's good. So you can see the aircraft touches down, keeps us nicely on the center line, and you can see our speed reducing now. Welcome to London Stansted.
Woo!
We're alive, hey!
And all it took were 3 buttons and a lever. Do not be fooled by the simplicity, though, because it has taken over a century of development for the autopilot software to get this good at its job. With all the passengers safely on the ground, I sat down with Ben to ask him about the future development of autopilot systems.
A lot of the advancements lately have been in communication, so how we communicate with air traffic control on the ground. So a lot of that is becoming text messages between the aircraft and the ground controllers. But from an autopilot point of view, they are extremely accurate, they're extremely reliable, and you can see today how they can best be employed to help us as pilots.
Absolutely. On the note of that, though, is there a fear in the industry that this software will get so developed, so keen on landing, takeoff, flying, that we'll see a future of a pilotless cockpit?
I think anything like that is certainly a long way off. I don't think we're going to see certainly manufacturers testing pilotless flights for at least the next 30, 40, maybe 50 years.
I did not think landing a plane like that would be so simple. I still don't like my chances, though. Ben Bonus from Virtual Aviation, soaring in the virtual skies with Matthew Hall. And you can check out our Instagram @NakedScientist to see the pictures of the flight simulator.